It's 6:45. I'm Anthony Renault with KRWG News. With New Mexico already having high unemployment rates, the state's Republican legislative leaders are voicing concern about President Joe Biden's plan to require vaccinations or COVID-19 testing for large employers that they say could cause more damage to the job market. State Senator and Republican leader Greg Baca said on Thursday that the mandate is sowing more distrust of the federal government. He urged Democratic Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham to push back against what he called federal overreach. The governor's office said it's focused on getting as many people vaccinated as possible and will continue with its vaccine education efforts. On Thursday, New Mexico state health officials announced over 1,600 additional COVID-19 cases and 16 deaths related to the virus. As of Thursday, there were 460 individuals hospitalized in New Mexico for COVID-19. It's not uncommon to have an encounter with a coyote in our region, even if you live in an urban area. These fascinating animals are not being pushed out by urban sprawl. They've just learned to live with us. Texas Public Radio's Jerry Clayton talked to an urban wildlife expert about living with coyotes.
You may hear them howling in the distance or even see them in your yard. Sam Kieschnick is an urban wildlife biologist with the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department. He says the coyotes have adapted very well to life in urban areas.
They are opportunistic and they are resilient. So they are able to persist and survive amongst us. So they will utilize whatever resources are available.
If coyotes threaten your small pets, Kieschnick says hazing or scaring them is a good tactic.
Waving your hands, clapping your hands, stomping your feet, making these loud noises.
Kieschnick also says to keep small pets inside or outside under a watchful eye. I'm Jerry Clayton in San Antonio.
Now to a local viewpoint. As the push for a more inclusive country continues, some are pushing back. Some thoughts now from commentator Peter Goodman.
Many white guys feel under attack these days. Historically, men have had easier paths to wealth and power than women, as whites have compared to blacks. That's changing. Most white males would favor equality. But if you're a white guy from a poor and broken home, got shot up in war, fell pretty low, then found your way, worked hard, and became highly respected, when someone says you've had it easy as a white guy, that feels personal and unfair. Thing is, most of us white men have gotten a job call back or stayed out of jail based on color, gender, and/or class. I did. Did being a white man from a home with two sane and well-educated parents who loved each other and me give me a superb head start? Sure did. I didn't ask for it or deserve it. I was lucky. But I can still take pride in what I made of that and criticize myself for what I didn't. Hearing that any success I've had came from privilege only hurts if I choose to let it. A friend says that sometimes blacks, Hispanics, or Native Americans should be hired ahead of a white guy who's slightly better qualified. We want to hire the best, but say some objective test says candidate A is slightly better than candidate B. The less qualified B is a gay black woman who grew up in the projects with one parent and waited on tables all through college. Candidate A is an upper-middle-class white guy. If he's moving from 5 to 6 objectively and she's traveling from 3 to 8, who's going to be the star next year? And if his father got gentleman C's at college and got a cushy job through friends while hers was a train brakeman, maybe hiring her is both fair and wise. Obviously, much depends on individual cases, and I'd agree some white males have reason to complain. But for way too long, the, quote, intangibles have led powerful men, consciously or otherwise, to choose fellow straight white males in most close cases. Some white guys feel aggrieved when others question whether they deserve what they have. Taking such things personally is bad for digestion, but also gets in the way of a fair evaluation of what's been said. Whether you fight it or ultimately decide maybe the general point being made is correct, understanding the other's point of view is valuable. You're unique with your own strengths and accomplishments, so don't let others' views of equality in our society undermine that. The words that offend you may reflect pain that life has dealt the speaker for years. Maybe that's not your fault or mine, but understand it. Don't circle the wagons. Listening helps you fight any real unfair treatment of you, and, upon reflection, you might feel like joining the push for change.
Peter Goodman's opinions are his own and do not necessarily reflect the views of KRWG Public Media or NMSU.